Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine are numerous. She is therefore encouraging Vincentians who still have doubts about the vaccine to tap into information forums where they can learn more about the benefits of being vaccinated.
For a lot of Vincentians, I think at this particular time, the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, it's getting closer and closer to home. And so the deaths are getting closer and closer to you as an individual, the people you know, the people you surround yourself with. And so people are now left to a point as what's next. And there's nothing new about what's next. The what next is continue to do all the precautionary measures that we have been advising over the year. Wash your hands, wear your face mask properly, keep your distance. And I think now it's even at its peak reason why you should get vaccinated, especially in instances where you work and you interact with the public a lot. You're considered a frontline worker. You're considered somebody who's definitely out in the field a lot. Vaccination is one of the ways that you could prepare your body. And so we're seeing it where the deaths, the persons who have died from COVID-19, they're persons who are not vaccinated. And so we've said that the severity of the disease, once you're vaccinated, is extremely low. It reduces your chances of hospitalization. And in some instances, we have persons who have very mild symptoms when they're vaccinated as well. So the benefits definitely outweighs all the risks. I know people have been hearing a lot of things, and I continue to encourage people to tap into forums where you could have your discussions.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says Jamaicans have no need to fear receiving expired doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, as there are established systems in place for the disposal of the just under 60,000 unadministered doses, which expired yesterday. He said enough good doses are in stock for people who are due for their second jab or want their first shot. And Barbados recorded a total of 4 COVID-19 deaths yesterday, bringing the total number of deaths on the island to 78. Internationally, Australia will reopen its international border from November, giving long-awaited freedoms to vaccinated citizens and their relatives. Since March 2020, Australia has had some of the world's strictest border rules, even banning its own people from leaving the country. Meanwhile, more than 50 countries have missed the World Health Organization's target for 10% of their populations to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of September. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.